So you are the government's leading public servant. What is your view of the new cyber measures by the government?
Well, I suppose it's important to say at the outset, because I suspect it's going to come up several times, whether or not such policy announcements accord with my view of the world or anyone else's view of the world who's not democratically accountable and elected, really is neither here or there. We give advice, whether it's me, the Chief of the Defence Force, the head of ASIO, the head of the Office of National Intelligence. We do so collaboratively and collegiately. I must say, whether it's Mr. Morrison in the chair, I can say the same thing about Mr. Turnbull, Mr. Abbott, all the predecessors in that office, and in my case, at the level of Deputy Secretary, I go back to Mr. Howard's day, so it also includes Ms. Gillard and Mr. Rudd.
Name dropper. You are important. What does the lodge look like? Nice dunny.
In the National Security Committee, I've never seen anything other than a very conscientious effort on the part of the chair, that is to say the Prime Minister and the key decision makers, to listen very, very carefully to the points of view expressed by officials. Invariably, they chair meetings differently, of course. It's important that I don't step outside of the parameters of being a senior public servant, because if I start to commentate on, well, this area of policy I especially agreed with, whereas that area perhaps I didn't agree with, well, I'd be doing my memoir live, as it were, and I don't intend to do a memoir ever about matters that should remain in the cabinet room.
Yeah, right. Except when you want to screw someone over. What about all this geostrategic risk? Gathering storm thing, like, you know, in our area.
There's a difference between prediction and risk. You don't have any sense. No one has any sense. At least no earthly being has any sense of exactly what's going to happen in the future. But you can look at trends. You can look at the parameters within which geopolitics or geoeconomic trends are going. You can look at the arc of those trends, and you can also then apply the rubric of your interests and the rubric of your values. And whilst you're not ever going to be able to predict the day, the week, the month in which a particular event will occur, like anything in life, you can assign certain probabilities to certain things eventuating. And I'm making no particular comment here about Hong Kong. I'm just making a more general methodological point. And then were those probabilities to be crystallised as actual events or actual outcomes, then you need to have thought beforehand, how do I either, if I so choose, because my interests require it, mitigate against that even occurring, mitigate its consequences should it occur, develop alliances, partnerships and networks of influence to perhaps either shape the event or to thwart the event from occurring, or should it occur, to respond to it in particular ways. And whether you're in business, whether you're in any sphere of life, anticipating and managing risks is what is core business. Trying to predict in some kind of linear fashion as history unfolds, well, that requires a time machine. Of course, none of us have got that.
I felt like I was in one just then. What about cyber war?
Cyber completely changes that parameter. The platforms by which we connect, by which we gain so much prosperity from online shopping, entertainment, following the news, being able to do collaborative research, all the wonderful things that the internet and connectivity has brought to us, the ability to move masses of data around in instantaneous speed, also carry with that very connectivity carries with it the risk of penetration of your most sensitive data.
Sounds excellent to me. Silver 4 package by Amazon.
Cyber has to be thought about completely differently. That is to say, at the very time that you're connecting and getting those benefits, you need to be defending.
Oh, AFL season. Just in time.
Well, as the Prime Minister said, the specific cyber attack, which he drew attention to along with the Defence Minister and the Home Affairs Minister, is being undertaken by a known sophisticated state actor.
Who? Russell? Chris Hemsworth?
The government's taken, as the Prime Minister said at this point, the judgment that it's going to refer to a sophisticated state actor, but we're not going to name that actor. But in terms of...
I'll ask around at the pub then.
It is about conducting the sort of espionage and the data exfiltration that could be characterised as mapping how Australia works. Now, who's doing it? Why they're doing it?
Do they think Chris's Byron pad is a military installation? Looks like it. Jesus, we're all off to his place for Chrissy.
Australians cannot be complacent about this, but nor should we be terrified and fearful. I have a device. I have a computer.
Oh, that Thor movie wasn't very good. Didn't scare me. Did it scare you? Dennis Richardson said something about all of this. Barbarella. Battle of the Bungendore.
That is so true, and I couldn't agree more with my very dear friend and colleague, well, former colleague, I suppose, he's no longer in government service, Dennis Richardson.
I'd get a room.
And think about the word security. Security, deriving from its Latin roots, actually means free from care.
Oh, wanker. Gough, this guy thinks he knows more than you.
It doesn't mean being complacent, but having a level of assurance in your life. And that's why we talk about job security. We talk about financial security. It's a comforting word. We should be comforted.
Are you asking me to buy a doona? Have you got shares in Kmart?
There is information that I know to be, to use our parlance in our craft, top secret and code word, which is a particular level of sensitivity and protection.
In Kmart? A code word? Like what? Big doona?
That there is, for instance, very pervasive espionage going on in this country and attempts at foreign interference and manipulation. Both Director General Lewis and Director General Burgess have spoken in some detail about that. And I know in each and every one of those cases, because they're good enough to brief me on those cases.
Oh, get smart then. Can I be 99? I like outfits. Nice ones.
It's really about deciding what needs to be kept protected from the point of view of our sensitive capabilities, be they weapon systems or intelligence collection systems, versus the import of the issue itself and the public interest in discussing the policy and the operational questions that really should be laid before the Australian public in a very expansive fashion, consistent only with prudence and not being reckless.
The fuck am I hallucinating? Did you guys get this green tea from Chinatown? Did they add any of those special mushrooms?
Parliament of this land has actually introduced whistleblower protections that would require, and I won't speak to a couple of the cases that you referred to, the ABC file, so-called, is not a matter that my department's involved in because that's to do with the Australian Defence Force. And the matter involving Ms. Smethurst that you alluded to earlier has been dealt with, and we can come back and talk about it if you wish. But
aren't you like the head of Home Affairs? Have I got the wrong bloke? Were you driving the blue Commodore or the red Audi in the car park?
And it's very important that people within our profession who have got concerns...
What profession? Are you a state actor too? Welcome to the club. Cheese and bickies on Fridays.
Take those concerns to the statutorily appointed officers first and foremost.
Oh yeah, because that'd work.
The notion that the journalist is the inspector general, or if you like, the conduit for the whistleblower, is actually contrary to our law. It's really about being thoughtful, as we are in our household activities, our personal finances, of taking the prosperity and the riches that we're blessed with and being prudent, as we are with our house. I mean, very few people lack locks on their houses. Very few people these days lack a fire alarm and a smoke alarm and or intruder alarms. It's really about just designing in prudently, sensibly, and in a way that's not designed to raise anxiety or to raise apprehension, sensible, targeted, proportionate security features.
So we're selling insurance? No safety. Fire alarms? What are we selling again? Definitely not the security the guards were providing in Victoria, right? Or are you?